It is a great honor and joy for our churches to be together.
今天是非常荣幸，而且非常高兴，我们两个教会能在一起敬拜。
I invite you to look with me at Psalm 1.
我请大家一起一同与我来看诗篇第一篇。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
唯独喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的都尽都顺利。
The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
因此当审判的时候，罪人恶人必站立不住，义人罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
How often do you feel truly happy?
大家有多长时间觉得你真的是幸福的？
Happiness is one of the deepest desires of the human heart, something most people spend their entire lives pursuing.
这个幸福是人从内心发出的需要，也是人很多人一生去追求的。
And at least here in America, we don't just desire happiness, but we feel we deserve it.
而且在美国，我们不单单我们盼望得到幸福，而且我们觉得我们是配得幸福的。
It's been written in our founding document that all people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
在我们的建国章程里也建国文献里也写到说，人人都有追求生活、幸福和自由的权利。
But oddly, no one seems to know where to find true happiness or how to make it last.
但是很奇怪的是，很少人知道从哪里去寻找幸福，而且怎样能够使这样的幸福持续。
In fact, surveys are telling us that people are less happy now than we were in past generations.
实际上，统计数据告诉我们说，现在这个时代的人的幸福感比过去的人还差。
Now, I used to think that God was not all that concerned with our happiness, but the scripture tells us otherwise.
我过去常常想说，也许神不太关心我们的幸福，但是呢，经文却告诉我们是相反的。
God is very interested in your happiness and joy, but in a much deeper way than we may think.
神非常关心我们的幸福和喜乐，但是是在一个更深的程度上，比我们想象的还要深。
What I want us to see from the scripture today is this. In our pursuit of happiness, we are actually aiming too low.
所以我今天从经文当中，我想跟大家探讨我们追求的幸福，实际上我们的目标是太低了。
God gives us something far better than what the world is searching for.
神所给我们的比这个世界所寻求的更加的好。
So Psalm 1 paints a picture of a truly happy man, but more importantly, it shows us the source of his joy.
所以诗篇第一篇告诉我们一个真正幸福的人，而且告诉我们幸福的源泉。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，这样的人才是有福。唯独喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
That the word blessed is often translated happy, but it means more than just that.
这里边的蒙福常常被翻译成幸福，实际上远远多于这些。
It means deep gladness and contentment.
它意味着深深的喜乐和满足。
It means true fulfillment.
是一个真正 心灵上的满足。
This is a person whose happiness is not easily swayed by life circumstances.
这样有这样幸福感的人，他不会轻易因着环境而失去他的幸福。
But his joy is deep and strong.
因为他的喜乐是坚固而又深。
So what makes him so blessed?
什么使他如此的蒙福呢？
First, we see in verse 1, this man is blessed because he does not live a life of sin.
所以从第一节我们看到，这个人之所以蒙福，是因为他不喜欢生活在罪中。
He is happy because he is holy.
他之所以幸福，是因为他分别为圣。
And this is an important point because it actually is opposite our nature.
这一点非常重要，实际上这是与我们的本性所相反的。
One of the main reasons you and I sin is because we are convinced it will make us happy.
你我之所以犯罪，是因为我们相信，我们认为这个罪可以给我们带来幸福。
We are determined to find satisfaction in life, and we will take any path that promises it to us.
因为我们一直在追求生活当中的幸福，所以我们任何机会我们都要抓住来追求它。
But this person sees sin for what it really is.
但是这个人，诗篇上描述这个人，他知道罪是什么。
Sin is empty and corrupt.
罪带来的就是空虚和败坏。
This is why verse 4 tells us that the wicked are like chaff which the wind drives away.
这就是为什么第四节说，恶人好像糠秕被风吹散。
Chaff is just the husk of the plant.
那个糠秕就是植物的外壳。
It has no root.
它也没有根系。
It's flimsy and it's worthless, and in the end, it comes to nothing.
它非常的微薄啊，也没有任何价值，所以最终就是什么也一场空。
This is the reality of sin, and the blessed man sees it and says, I will have nothing to do with it.
这就是罪所带来的最终的结果。所以那个蒙福的人明白了这一点，所以他说我要与罪没有任何关系。
Now, if we stopped right here, we would have a very clear example of moral purity.
如果我们只停在这里的话，我们就会看到一个清晰的道德的模范。
You will be blessed if you avoid sinful things.
你如果避免任何的罪，你就会蒙福。
But all that does is give us a legal form of religion.
但这一切带给我们的只是宗教上的合法的形式。
The real question goes deeper. Why does the blessed man take no joy in sin?
真正的问题是更加深的问题，为什么这个蒙福的人他不喜欢罪中之乐？
It's because of where his true joy is found.
因为他知道他的蒙福的来源是什么。
Verse 2.
所以第二节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in God's law he meditates day and night.
因为他唯独喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
This man takes no joy in sin because his true delight is in the law of the Lord.
这个人不喜欢最终之乐，是因为他喜欢神的律法。
That word delight is very powerful.
这个喜欢这个词非常有力。
It is the heart's response to a supreme treasure.
这是人的心对至高的宝藏的一个回应。
All other values pale in comparison.
其他任何东西与之相比都黯然失色。
This man's heart is fixed on the law of the Lord.
所以这个人的心是定睛在神的律法上。
This term, the law of the Lord, means more than just the laws and commands of God.
神的律法不单单只是讲神的命令以及神的律法。
It really means all of God's word.
它是指的所有神的话语。
And so the idea here is this man delights in everything God says.
所以这个人是对神所说的一切都非常的喜乐。
God's word is an endless source of joy for him.
所以神的话语变成他无尽的幸福的源泉。
And because he delights in God's word, he meditates on it day and night.
因为他喜爱耶和华的律法，所以他昼夜思想，昼夜默想。
Our popular practice of meditation involves clearing the mind.
普遍的关于默想的做法就是我们可以清空我们自己的头脑。
Meditation means emptying your mind so that you may receive peace and clarity.
所以默想是为了清空我们的头脑，所以能够得到平安和清净。
But Christian meditation involves filling the mind.
基督徒的默想正好相反，是要充满自己的头脑。
It means we are constantly thinking on God's word.
我们不断地思想神的话语。
We are meant to be saturated with the scripture like water to a sponge, so that the word of God consumes our thinking throughout the day.
我们要被神的话语，神就是圣经，能够充满，就像海绵吸收水一样。所以我们整个一天都会沉浸在神的话语当中。
Now, something I mentioned earlier, I hope is beginning to come into focus.
所以我们刚才讲到的一点，现在我们要来成为我们的焦点。
Why is this man so supremely happy and blessed?
为什么这个人如此的幸福，如此的蒙福？
Because God is the source of his joy.
因为神是他喜乐的源泉。
He takes no delight in the passing pleasures of sin.
他对那些一过即逝的罪所带来的喜乐毫无兴趣。
His delight is not even merely in the good things God gives to him.
他的喜乐甚至不是神所给他的好处。
But his delight is in the Lord and his word.
他的喜乐就是神自己以及他的话语。
And when our delight is found in the Lord, we are...drawing from a well that can never run dry.
所以当我们的喜乐是在神里面的话，我们就从一个永远不会枯竭的源泉当中来吸收这个喜乐。
And we see that in verse 3.
所以在第三节我们看到，
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Notice the essential role of God in this person's life.
所以大家要看这个人，他神在他生命当中的地位。
Perhaps we could read verse 1 and say, look how holy this man is.
也许我们读一节的时候，第一节的时候，我们说这个人是多么的圣洁。
And we could read verse 2 and say, look how devoted he is.
当我们读第二节的时候，我们也许会说这个人多么的敬虔。
But in verse 3, we are reminded that all blessing comes from God.
但是第三节却告诉我们，所有的祝福都是来自于神。
The man is like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
这个人好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Who planted him there?
谁栽种他的呢？
You cannot plant yourself.
你不可以自己栽种自己。
You cannot bless yourself.
你也不能自己祝福自己。
All blessing comes from the gracious hand of the Lord.
所以所有一切的祝福都是从神那施恩的手而来。
And look at how God blesses us.
所以让我们来一起看神如何祝福我们。
A tree firmly rooted by the stream means that we are always drawing our life from God.
栽在溪水旁的树就意味着我们不断地从神那里来吸收我们的生命。
We are fruitful and strong because we are rooted in Him.
所以我们之所以能够结果，能够强壮，是因为我们扎根于他。
And even in seasons of drought, when life seems to fall apart, we still prosper because we are rooted in God's faithfulness and His promises.
尽管有时候有旱季，有时候生活好像支离破碎，但是我们仍然会昌盛，因为我们是扎根于神的信实和他的应许当中。
Right here in this short psalm, we have a picture of how life is meant to work.
所以在这个很短的诗篇当中，我们会看到一个生命应当怎样活出。
How blessed is the person who obeys God, delights in God, and roots his whole life in God.
我们看到一个人怎样来顺服神，来享受神，而且扎根于神的当中的时候，他的喜乐是怎样的？
But this wonderful psalm presents a terrible problem.
但是这一个很美的诗篇，但是却有一个非常棘手的问题。
None of us have lived this way.
没有，我们当中没有一个人这样生活。
Countless times I have walked in the counsel of the wicked.
有无数的时候，我站在了罪人的道路上。
Countless days I have failed to delight in God's word.
有无数的日子，我没有以神的话为喜乐。
All of us have fixed our attention and our affection on things other than God.
我们都把我们的注意力以及我们的爱来关注在其他的事情上，而不是神。
So this psalm tells us what we ought to be, but in ourselves we lack the ability to do it.
这个诗篇告诉我们，我们应当怎样，但是我们又没有这样的能力去活出来。
We do not obey and delight and meditate as we should.
我们并没有按照要求来顺服、喜爱并默想神的话。
And this is why it's so necessary that we understand the true nature of God's blessing.
这就是为什么我们必须来明白神这个祝福的真正含义。
Blessing does not mean that God simply comes alongside us to help us live a better life.
祝福不单单不只是神来帮助我们过一个很好的生活。
The Bible tells us that no one is truly worthy of blessing to begin with.
圣经告诉我们，从开始我们就没有一个人能够配得真正的祝福。
In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul says that all people have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在使徒保罗写给罗马人的书信当中说，人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Later in Ephesians, Paul tells us that we were all spiritually dead in our sins.
后来在以弗所书里，保罗说，我们都死在罪恶和过犯当中。
So it does no good for God to just give us a little spiritual help.
如果神只是给我们一些属灵的帮助，实际上没有任何意义。
Because of the depth of our sin, we don't need assistance, we need rescue.
因为我们罪的深度如此之深，我们需要的不是帮助，而是拯救。
We need forgiveness.
我们需要赦免。
We need grace.
我们需要恩典。
And this is where Psalm 1 becomes good news for us.
这就是为什么诗篇第一篇实际上对我们来说是一个好消息。
There is a man who lived out this psalm perfectly.
有一个人，他活出了完美的活出了诗篇第一篇所说的。
A man who had no sin.
这个人没有罪。
A man who delighted always in God's words.
他永远是喜乐于神的话语。
A man who lived righteously at all times.
他生命当中无时无刻不是正义的。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lived as the perfect fulfillment of this psalm.
所以神的儿子耶稣基督，他活出的正义的生命是我们无法活出的。
He lived the perfectly righteous life that we could not live.
他活出正义的生命是我们无法活出的。
And yet, Jesus also suffered the fate of the wicked.
同时耶稣基督也遭受了罪人所受的刑罚。
Verse 6 says, the way of the wicked will perish.
第六节说，罪人恶人道路却必灭亡。
Jesus was nailed to a cross.
耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
He suffered and died. Why?
他受难而且死了，为什么？
To pay the penalty of our wickedness.
他是来付我们罪所当有的代价。
We deserve to perish in our sin, but God graciously sent a substitute for us.
我们配得的就是在我们的罪中灭亡，但是神却恩待我们，赐给我们一位代赎者。
And in his sacrificial death, Jesus took our sin upon himself so that we may be forgiven and reconcile to God.
所以耶稣以他的牺牲将我们的罪归在他身上，我们因此得以赦免，与神重新和好。
The Apostle Peter says that Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we may die to sin and live to righteousness For by his wounds you were healed.
使徒彼得说，耶稣被挂在木头上，亲身担当我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
So to be a Christian is not to say, I am blessed for all the good I've done.
所以作为基督徒，我们并不是说我们受蒙福是因为我们做了什么好事。
God's blessing is a gift of mercy and grace.
神的祝福是他怜悯与恩典的礼物。
It's a gift that has been purchased for me by Christ.
是耶稣基督为我所买来的礼物。
This is why the very same word from Psalm 1, the word blessed, also shows up in Psalm 32.
这就是为什么在诗篇第一篇中的有福一词，同样也用在诗篇32篇的第一到二节。
How blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
How blessed is the one to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
There is no greater happiness than to live by faith in the grace of Christ.
没有比因信耶稣基督的恩典而生活更为有福的。
There is no greater delight than to spend our days meditating on his love and on his precious words.
也没有比天天默想神的话和他宝神的爱和他宝贵的话语更为有福的。
May we see how truly blessed we are, and may it lead us to lives of happy devotion to our great heavenly Father.
愿我们明白我们是何等蒙福的人，以至于我们的生命能够成为我们对天父的喜乐的奉献。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for the true and eternal blessing of your grace through Jesus Christ.
天父，我们感谢你所赐给我们的真正的、永远的祝福，就是你通过耶稣基督赐给我们的。
Thank you for a joy that we do not have to earn, but comes to us as a gift of faith.
我们感谢你所赐给我们的喜乐，我们不需要去挣得，而是是因为我们的信心而得着的礼物。
Thank you for the treasure of your word.
也感谢你宝贵的话语。
Give us hearts that delight in everything you tell us.
让我们有一颗在每你所告诉我们的每一句话上能够喜乐。
Thank you for calling us to a holy life.
也感谢你召我们，让我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Bless us as we leave our sins behind and follow Christ.
求主你祝福我们，让我们把我们的罪恶抛在后面，而来跟随耶稣。
We pray for your glory in our lives and in the church and in all the world.
愿你在我们的生命当中，在教会当中，以及在全世界得着荣耀。
In Christ's name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。